Blog Talk Radio.
But just in case I don't make it, tell them about Black Plight Jacob. It goes cloud by day, fire by night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The books were open, the judges just in the right. What the heathens know about Black Plight? Lucifer trying to sit high as a satellite. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say a big boom created all life. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They try to change time, turn day in the night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say y'all son is named J. Christ. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The scriptures got us black, but the pictures paint us white. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They took Israel and switched them to Ishmaelites. Now you know they don't know about Black Plight.
Let's see what we can learn here. And we're going to see if this is the truth, because if it is the truth, it's consistent with the words of the Most High. Because that's how we learn what truth is.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High, and welcome to the Black Plight Radio Show. I'm your host, Isha Yisrael. I am the Moray of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, Ohio. Here to bring you the Black Plight Radio Show. We give all glory and all praises and all honor unto the Almighty Yahweh, for He is the only Savior, the only Redeemer, the only Judge, the only Lawgiver, and the only Savior of Israel and the world. Praises be to the Most High Yahweh. And this night, we are going to bring you a beautiful, great show that the Almighty will allow us, Yah willing, to produce, to magnify His name, and to speak about the state of the Black Plight in America and what is our state of health and education. Amidst this government shutdown, what is the state of Black America's health and education, and what does the Most High say about all of these issues that are pertaining to our health and education today here in our captivity? And before we get into our program, we're going to bring you a brand new song by a servant of the Most High Yahweh, whose name is Azariah Yisrael, Azariah Cipher Yisrael, and the name of this song is called Psalm of a Sinner.
Please hear, O Israel, this is a psalm for the sinner. Cleanse me from iniquity, and please wash me from my sins, O Yah. Have mercy on my soul. I pray that you take away this emptiness in my bones. Only to you, O Yah. We don't deserve you, but we're going to serve you and keep all your laws. And I say, song for the sinner. Cleanse me from iniquity, and please wash me from my sins, O Yah. Have mercy on my soul. I pray that you take away this emptiness in my bones. Only to you, O Yah. And I say, we don't deserve you, but we're going to serve you and keep all your laws.
Hallelujah. All praises to the mighty, great Elohim, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. All glory and praises belong unto the Most High, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Elohim of our fathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And we welcome you again to the Black Plight Radio Show. Bringing you the Black Plight Radio Show is the House of Israel of Cincinnati, and is hosted by myself, Moray Isha Yisrael. And I'd like to give all praises to the Almighty Yahweh for blessing me to be alive and to have been in the presence of his servant, the prophet of Yahweh, Moray Elisha Yisrael, who has taught me the law, statutes, and judgments and commandments of the Almighty Creator. Hallelujah. Praises be to the Most High for his teachers and his servants that he has sent to raise up Jacob. Praise Yahweh. And also, this night, I would like to introduce to you my new reader. I'm going to be using a reader now. And my reader is a young man, great servant of the Most High in Israel. He's a member of our congregation here in Cincinnati, Ohio. He's been reading for us here, and he's put in great works. And he's actually the one who sings the song in the beginning of our show. And that song gave the inspiration for the name of this show. And now the brother is going to be the reader on this program. And his name is Obadiah Yisrael. Hallelujah. Shalom, my brother. Say shalom to the people.
Shalom. Praise shalom. Yah.
Praise Yah. So I wanted to let you all know that we're going to be using a reader. And I wanted to introduce you all to him. Hallelujah. So let's get into our program. Our program is going to be about health and education in America for the black man and woman, and what is our plight pertaining to health and education. And amidst these recent events in the nation of the United States of America, it would be something to look at. What is the state of the black man and woman and child's health in education? Why is it that we have, in the past 2 or 3 weeks, a black man and a black woman attacking government personnel in the nation's capital, both ending in the death of the so-called accused attackers, one a black man, and then just recently, yesterday, a black woman with her child in a car decides to seemingly go berserk with her car on Capitol Police, and it ends with her being shot to death by the D.C. police, which incidentally are not the police officers that are attached to the United States Constitution. Washington, D.C. District of Columbia is its own entity, separate from all the states of the United States, and it is not ruled necessarily by the same governing articles of the rest of the United States. And these police officers killed this woman with her baby in the car, who the Most High obviously had his hand over and did not let any of the bullets touch the baby. And we praise Yahweh that he did not allow the child to be destroyed in this situation violently. But one of our sisters were destroyed, and they are already saying that she was mentally ill, that she had mentally ill issues going on. And also the brother that shot up the Naval Yard, they said he had mental health issues. And many of our people are said to be suffering from mental health issues. Well, what did the Almighty have to say about this? What is the scriptures going to let us know about these health problems, these educational problems? This is something we really haven't spoke about much on the Black Plight Radio Show, but we're going to speak about it tonight, and we're going to speak about this more often in the future, the state of health in education in the community of Israel amidst our captivity. And we also have the events going on with the United Snakes being on a what they call a shutdown, where people can't go to national parks and museums. Various government workers cannot go to work. Even the Women, Infants, and Children program, WIC, was said to be run out within a couple weeks if the government does not turn back on. You have the Republicans denying to put forth a budget accepting what they call Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, and Democrats, Obama's party, not negotiating anything that attempts to take any funding away from Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, which also requires that certain people receive the RFID chip in their body, which is an interesting development, that if you are under the Obamacare Act, you might have to get a chip in your arm. That would be interesting, wouldn't it, for the events of the future. So what is it that we are going to see the Most High say about our health and education? Well, if we go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, everybody go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and I would like us to start reading in the 37th verse, Deuteronomy 28, verse 37.
And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword amongst all nations whither Yahweh shall scatter thee.
Shall and also lead thee. Start reading in the 36th verse, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. It says, Yahweh shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there shall you serve other deities, wood and stone.
The Almighty let us know that we would be brought into another nation that we have not known because of our disobedience to the laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments of the Creator. And by us being brought into this other nation, it said that we will serve other deities, wood and stone. These are deities that our foreparents have not known. These are deities that would cause us to engage in awkward practices, eat certain foods that we wouldn't have ate, go to certain schools that we wouldn't go to, do certain rituals that we weren't doing, accept certain morals that we wouldn't accept by serving other deities that our fathers have not known. The Almighty said that these curses will have us become mad. If we go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter and the 28th verse, it reads here in Deuteronomy 28 verse 28.
Yahweh shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart.
Madness. That means we'll be smited with lunacy, crazy. We'll be going crazy, mad, and blindness. We will not be able to see spiritually. An astonishment of heart, taken aback, always anxious, always surprised, always just in a state of wow because of everything. But we'll be gone mad. And surely, for one to be going mad, you would have to be mad to go to the most secure city in the country, Washington, D.C., and think that you're going to get out of there alive if you attack any of these merciless guards with violence, especially being a black man or woman. These people committed suicide without pulling the trigger themselves, because any black man and woman knows that if you go against the police in any city, in any state, in any village, in any county, in the country of United Snakes, you go against any police officer with a show of force, even if you just act like you're pulling a gun out, they'll shoot you dead where you stand. If you just act like you're going to attempt to hurt them, they will take our life. And if you know this, and it's hard for us to not know this because it is so prevalent in the society, that we will die if we attempt to go against the police in this country, especially in Washington, D.C., on naval bases and in front of the White House and in front of Capitol Hill. That is a death sentence. And if you're doing it with any kind of purpose, you're doing it for the goal to end your own life. And if our people did not know they were attempting to end their own life by doing these acts that they committed, then you see that the Almighty has surely smited us with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. If they thought they would come out of there alive, and even if they knew they wouldn't come out of there alive, either way, it was an act of madness. If they say Obama, as they said, the woman said Obama was in her head, and the man said that electromagnetic waves was forcing him to do certain things, whether or not the government planted chips in their brains, microwaves, trucks outside of their house, as they have the ability to do, to make them go crazy for whatever reason they want them to, the fact of the matter is, they went mad, period. And the Almighty said that we would be mad in this nation. But without being too deep into conspiracy theory, the truth of the matter is, if we go to the book of Ecclesiastes, I believe we want the 9th chapter of Ecclesiastes, and we're going to see what oppression does. We're going to see what Yahweh let us know through his servant that oppression does. Because oppression surely maketh a wise man mad. And that's in the book of Ecclesiastes. I believe it's the 9th chapter. I can't actually spot the verse right now, but that's exactly what it says. Oh, surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. That means it makes you go crazy. And if we also look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 29th verse, what does the 29th verse let us know? In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 29.
It says, as thou shalt grope, and thou shalt grope at the noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in your ways, and you shall be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save you.
Only oppressed and spoiled, oppressed. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. Therefore, the oppression that the Almighty said would be upon us and the madness has caused our people's mental state, mental capacity to be deranged. The definition of crazy is mentally disordered. The black man and woman and child in this country, we are mentally disordered. We are sick spiritually, physically, and mentally. Go to the book of Isaiah, the first chapter of Isaiah, and let's see what the Almighty said about his people in Isaiah, the first chapter, the first verse.
It says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Yehuda. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh have spoken.
So we have to listen really closely. Yahweh is speaking. And Yahweh is saying that he has nourished and brought up children. Go ahead.
I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me.
And we have rebelled against the Most High. We have rebelled against the the Creator. We have set ourselves as adverse to the Almighty by going into the church every Sunday and into the mosque every Friday and into the whorehouses every day of the week and sending our children to the schools that teach our children to worship a graven image every morning and to uphold this country's history and this country's philosophy and this country's doctrine above their own. We are sending our children and our people into the death houses every day. The Most High said, we have rebelled against him. Verse 3.
The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider.
We are dumber than an ox. We are no smarter than an ass. We do not know, and we do not consider. If one of our brothers or sisters had known the Most High, as you and I might know the Most High, if they knew that it was Yahweh that woke them up today, or that woke them up that day before they went and did what they say they did, they knew it was Yahweh that chose them to be the children of his promise, if they knew it was Yahweh that said all they have to do is keep his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments, and return unto him, and he will return unto them. If they knew it was Yahweh that said that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. If they knew that it was Yahweh that will save us from all our troubles, then they wouldn't have had the thought to fulfill the actions to go into one of the most secured areas in the country and commit violent acts. They wouldn't have done these things. If our people knew and considered who they were and who we are, we would be in a different place right now. But Yahweh said, we are no smarter than an ox, and we have no more knowledge than an ass who knoweth his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people does not consider. Read verse 4.
Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken Yahweh. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards.
And we're backward. That's what the word crazy means. Mentally disordered. We're backwards. Instead of going right, we go left. At this hour, at this time, at this minute right now, in some city, in some state, in some place, in this place of our captivity, one Israelite is saying to another Israelite, Shabbat Shalom. They're saying Shabbat Shalom. All on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Blogspot and wherever else, and YouTube. They're saying Shabbat Shalom in the various cities of these United Snakes. And it's nighttime because we're going backward, because we do not consider, because we do not know our left from our right. Verse 5 reads, why should you be stricken anymore? And why do we want to be stricken anymore? Why do we want to have the Almighty continue to have us be stripped of our power and our dignity? Because we refuse to serve the Most High. He said, you will revolt more and more. Yahweh said, we will revolt more and more. And as I said, we're sick. What did the Most High say? We'll revolt more and more in the what?
The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint.
The whole heart is faint. The whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. And hold that, because we're not done looking at this. Hold that. He said the whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. Go back to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, in the 64th verse. And see what it states here.
Deuteronomy 28.
Yes, sir. Verse 64.
28. Okay. And Yahweh shall scatter you from amongst all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other deities, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
And were scattered from one end of the earth unto the other, into all kingdoms of the earth. So that's why you like Chinese food, Mexican food, Caribbean food, Colombian food, Italian food, Spanish food, Switzerland food, Russian chocolate, Thai food, Australian food, eating kangaroos and camels. That's why you like eating worms and pig brains, what Southwestern food, Canadian food. You're eating African food, fufu, and all other things. And you're not eating Israelite food. You're eating Israel couscous. Whoever said that was a native meal to Israel? Just because Jews eat it. Israeli couscous. Well, if it was really Israelite food, it wouldn't be couscous. Because that's wheat. And in the land of Yahweh, we don't grow hybrid foods. We don't grow hybrid wheat. We don't grow hybrid tomatoes and hybrid grapes and seedless grapes and eat mushrooms and eat all types of broccolis and collard greens and all kind of carrots. We don't eat these things. We don't grow hybrid foods in the land of Yahweh. We don't grow white potatoes. We don't grow white wheat. We don't eat white French fries. We're not eating these crossbred cows. We're not eating these crossbred deers and crossbred chickens and crossbred turkeys. We don't do these practices in Israel. So you're not eating your own food. And if you're not eating your own food, you're eating somebody else's food because we've been scattered to the four corners of the earth. And we're serving other deities which we have not known. It's the Christ of the New Testament that said, if you put something in your mouth, it's not going to defile you. If you put something in your mouth, it doesn't matter what you put in your mouth. It won't defile you. It's the Christ in the New Testament said that it don't matter if you don't wash your hands before you eat. That's the Christ in the New Testament. Paul also let you know, eat whatever you want to, even though Yahweh said that you must keep his dietary laws so that you will not be defiled. But the Most High, he said, because we have gone into other nations and served other gods, which our fathers have not known, wood and stone. Muslims eat camels and shrimp and lobsters and crabs and oysters and octopuses and fat. Christians eat everything. And among these nations shall you find no ease, neither shall the sole of your foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give you there a trembling heart and a failing of eyes and a sorrow of mind. If we go back to Isaiah, the first chapter, the fifth verse, I would like my brother to read that one more time. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 5.
Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint.
That's what he said. The whole head is sick. So you're going to have a lot more people shooting up naval bases, shooting up police stations, running over police officers. The government shut down. People can't get their WIC checks. What else is going to be taken away? We're oppressed, and it's getting harder and harder. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. The whole heart is faint. Yahweh said in Deuteronomy 28:65, you have a sorrow of mind, a failing of eyes, a trembling heart, a faint heart. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. This is the state of the black man, woman, and child today. This is our health state, mentally, physically, spiritually. This is our state. There's no healing medicines that you can find for us. If we go to the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, the government shut down and everybody thought Obama was the savior. When Obama was elected, I heard blasphemous things to the Most High and even disrespectful things and dishonorable things that would be disrespectful or dishonorable to the Christian religion. People were saying that there's now three in heaven, JC, G-O-D, and Barack Obama. This is what they were saying when Obama was elected president. There's three in heaven. Or they said Obama has all power or something like that. But they was going quite crazy when Obama was elected and showing how much they worshipped him. And now that Obama has had one full term, and now he's into the full swing of his second term, you see that the gathering has come. The summer's over now. And is Israel saved? Are we delivered from all our troubles? But is many of our people who depend on women, infants, and children funds to get fruit and vegetables and milk and baby formula, are they? Is it going to happen for them right now? What does it say in Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, the 20th verse? Let's read that.
The harvest is past.
The harvest is past.
The summer is ended.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not saved.
We're not saved. Obama has come, and his nostalgia has ended. And we are still not saved. And now they don't care because this is Obama's last term, so they don't care how he ends it. And Obama don't care how he ends it because he's not coming back. Or he might not leave. So regardless of the fact, he's come, his nostalgia is gone, and Israel's not saved. Black man and woman, you're still being oppressed. Now you got black men and women going to D.C. to attack officers, and they're getting killed. All this while Obama's the president. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, am I hurt? Go ahead.
I am black.
Mm-hmm.
Astonishments have taken hold on me.
I'm black. Jeremiah is saying I'm black. Look at the hurt of my people. Look at what my people doing. They walking around here with red hair, green hair, purple hair, blonde hair, gray contacts, blue contacts, tattoos on their face, piercings in their eyes, piercings all over their body, round haircuts. He said, I'm black. They should be happy they black. But because they hurt, I'm hurt. Astonishment has taken over me. Verse 22.
Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughters of my people recovered?
Why? Because we haven't turned back to Yahweh. Because we have rejected the Creator. We have not accepted his laws. And it is showing very, very clearly today. It is magnifying itself. The rebellion, as Yahweh said, you will revolt more and more. And more we revolt, the greater and greater our health disparities become. The greater and greater our educational gaps become. The greater and greater our spiritual folly becomes because we are forsaking the Most High. Every time you go into church, you're throwing dirt in the Most High's face. Every time you pray to JC, you're throwing dirt in the Almighty's face. We're never going to stop telling our people that Christ of the New Testament, that Uncle Al, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, Yorubaism, whatever other isms and schisms and philosophies and doctrines you're serving, they're not going to save us. The only thing that will make us healthy, the only thing that will make us mentally ordered and not mentally disordered is Yahweh. That is the only way that we will obtain salvation and health. That's the only way. Go to the book of Exodus, the 15th chapter, if we want to know how we are to be healed, how we are to obtain health. And don't you know, before we go to the book of Exodus, the 15th chapter, go back to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. If we go back to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, let's start reading at Deuteronomy 28 and verse 58. Deuteronomy 28, verse 58. And it reads here.
If you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, your Elohim.
You hear what Yahweh said? Do you see what Yahweh had us read? If you will not observe to do all the words of this law, all the words of this law that are written in the book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, your Elohim. He said we have to do all the words that are written in the law. That means when you go to work on the Sabbath day, you're not doing all the works, all the words that are written in the law. When you say, I know you going to church on Saturday, but I'm going to church on Sunday, and then I'm coming home from church and I'm going to the rib shack and I'm going to eat ribs with shrimp on the side. And then I'm going to go and have me some calamari when I watch the football game with some more hot dogs and more clams. We're going to eat clams and lobsters and tailgate and watch football. And that's what I'm doing on Sunday after I go to church. And on Saturday, I'm just going to be a glutton and eat all the ribs and bacon I can. While you going to church on the Sabbath day, talking about you serving Yahweh. Said, when you do these things, if you don't do the works of Yah, verse 59,
then Yahweh will make your plagues wonderful.
He'll make your diabetes wonderful. He'll make your AIDS wonderful. He'll make your heart diseases wonderful. He'll make your hypertension wonderful.
And the plague of your seed, even great plagues.
So now at 12 years old, and at 8 years old, and at 10 years old, your children's going to have type 2 diabetes. They're going to be obese and overweight. They're going to weigh 200 pounds, and they only 10. They're going to weigh 250 pounds, and they only 12. They're going to be obese, and they're going to have type 2 diabetes. They're going to have heart disease. At 20 and 15 years old, they're going to have bypass surgery. They're going to need diabetes shots, insulin shots. They're going to be on dialysis when they're 30. They're going to die of a diabetic stroke when they're 28 and 35. Because the plagues of your seed are even great plagues. And of what?
Long continuance.
That means they'll have them for the most of their life. That means you'll have cancer for most of your life until you're dead. You'll have Graves' disease. You'll have heart disease. You'll have hypertension, herpes, hepatitis, liver disease, mental sicknesses, and the sore sickness, and of long continuous. Verse 60.
Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt.
Oils.
Which you...
Go ahead.
Which you was afraid of, and they shall cleave unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, then will Yahweh bring upon you until you be destroyed.
So every AIDS disease, every hantavirus, every encephalitis disease, every brain cancer, everything that you don't see written in this book, outside of all the various leprosies, outside of all the various diseases they contracted in Egypt, you're going to receive these AIDS. You're going to receive all these fungal diseases, autism, and diseases that are born out of these vaccinations that you're giving your children. Because we haven't feared Yahweh. And that's what's going to happen to the Almighty's people. And that's what is happening to our people. Because our health and education in this nation is in direct effect to what we have done in the servitude of the Almighty. So it becomes a very grievous situation when we do not have good health and education, and we're running to the doctors, and we're running to the sorcerers, and we're running to the various scientists to heal us, and they have no healing medicines for us, as it say in the book of Jeremiah. He said we had no healing medicines. He said, there's no balm in Gilead? Is there not a physician there? Why is my people still sick? Because we haven't turned to the Almighty. Well, look how we get healed. The book of Exodus, the 15th chapter, this is how we get healed. Go to Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15, start reading at verse 23. Verse 22.
So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto Yahweh, and Yahweh showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them.
And Moses, he cried unto Yahweh when the waters were too nasty to drink. He didn't go and look at one of his books that he recovered from Egypt, or he didn't go and try to remember one of the formulas they taught him when he was a boy, when he had to go through all the schools in Egypt. He didn't try to remember what they learned in biology class and chemistry class on how to clean the waters. He didn't try to build a water filter. He didn't try to go get a Brita. What Moses did was cry out to Yahweh when he was sick, when our people were sick, when the waters are sick. You cry out to the Almighty. And Moses cried to Yahweh. And Yahweh, not Dr. Phil, not Dr. Oz. And how are people look listening to a man named Dr. Oz? I guess because this generation forgot about the Wizard of Oz over 50 years ago. I wasn't even alive when the movie came out, but it came on TV every year. Enough for me to know, and I think it still come on TV every year. Enough for me to know. I'm never listening to a man named Oz. And then the Almighty lets you know, don't listen to wizards. So why are you going to listen to a man named Dr. Oz? And a doctor is a scientist. And in this country, and in this nation, the word science is the same word that the Greeks use for magician. So you're listening to the Wizard of Oz and following his instructions. You're listening to Dr. Phil, feel good, and following his instructions. You're listening to Paul and your preachers. But Yahweh showed Moses a tree, just like Yahweh showed Moray Elisha a tree, and Yahweh showed me a tree, and Yahweh showed many of his servants trees, herbs, leaves, plants, which when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And if he made a statute, it was forever. You won't find any statute in these scriptures that Yahweh has given that was for a limited of time, like two Big Macs for a dollar. Why are you getting two Big Macs for a dollar? is doing nothing but killing you. And that's for a limited of time. Because they want you to get all the Big Macs for a dollar that you can in this limited of time. And while you're getting these Big Macs 2 and 3 times a week because they're cheap, you're adding more and more mucus and acid into your veins, causing more disease to start to live. And then you'll die. That's why it's called McDeath. But it's for a limited of time. But Yahweh's statute is forever. And his ordinance is forever. And he said in verse 26,
if you will diligently hearken to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim.
Carefully hearken unto the voice of Yahweh. Very consciously listen to Yahweh your Elohim.
And will do that which is right in his sight.
That means don't go to church. That means don't go to McDonald's. That means don't smoke crack. Don't snort cocaine. Don't pop pills. Don't take vaccines that were born and made and cultivated in pig's blood and chicken's blood. Keep reading.
And will give ear to his commandments.
That means keep the Shabbat day. That means don't have a cross around your neck. That means don't take Yahweh's name in vain. That means honor your father and your mother. Stop sleeping with your best friend's wife. Stop lying on your neighbor. Stop desiring your best friend's Mustang. Keep his commandments. Go ahead.
And keep all his statutes.
Because they're forever. All of his statutes. Every decree that he's made, every ordinance that he set forth, Yahweh instructs you to do them. Go ahead.
I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh that healeth you.
It's Yahweh that healeth us. That's who heals us. That's who saves us. That's who delivers us. That's who makes us strong, the Most High. Not the doctors, not the lawyers, not the magicians, not the psychiatrists, and not the psychologists, not the teachers of Babylon's system. That is not what makes us strong. What makes us strong is Yahweh. What makes us healthy is Yahweh. And listening to his word, listening to his commandments, listening to his statutes, and not just listening to them, but doing them. Go to the book of 1 Timothy. Go to 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, and read the 23rd verse, and we're going to see if the New Testament has a statute, has a law, has an instruction that is going to give you a good health tip for these trying times today. Because our people are thirsty. Our people are hungry. Our people are hurting. Our people are in pain. Like Daniel said, his bowels were turned over inside him. He was hurting at his bowels. His stomach was hurt. What do you do today when you go and eat a bad meal from a restaurant and your stomach is turned inside out? What did Paul say do for your stomach ailments? Go ahead and read 1 Timothy 5 and verse 23.
It reads, drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities.
You hear what he said? You hear what he just told you? There's nothing that takes the place of water. Nothing. Nothing takes the place of water. But Paul lets you know, don't drink water for your infirmities. When I was learning about the field of being a master herbalist, one of my mentors said, always, whenever you ask him, what should I do for this? The first thing he said, drink some water. Drink some water. That's what we need. We need some water because we need to clean ourselves. And that's what water does. But Paul lets you know, don't drink water anymore. Don't drink water anymore, but drink some wine for your infirmities. Just drink some wine. Why do you think these white folk tell you to drink a cup of red wine a day for your blood? It would be better for you to eat some seeded grapes daily for your blood. That's why grapes are shaped the way they are, like blood cells. It's called the doctrine of signatures. Food is shaped the way it should be, and it's telling you this is what is good for in your body. Grapes resemble blood cells. Avocados resemble a womb. Figs resemble testicles. They're good for a man. You have to look at the foods and how they appear, and then you'll know what they're for. The leaves that are high above ground are good for your upper body. The roots are good for your foundation. The Almighty makes it real simple. But Paul tell you, drink wine. Get a little drunk for your infirmities. And who is he fooling? Because we have the wisdom of Yahweh in our midst, in our hands. So if you go to the book of Proverbs, the 31st chapter, and read in the 5th or in the 4th verse, start reading in Proverbs 31, verse 4.
It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink.
So princes and kings shouldn't be drunk and high all the time. Why?
Least they drink and forget the law.
Because you're going to forget the laws and you're going to pervert judgment. Go ahead.
Of any of the afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish.
So give the strong drink to somebody that's ready to die. Somebody that has no hope. They ready to go. Let them drink strong drink. And go ahead.
And wine unto those that be of heavy hearts.
Give wine to somebody that has a heavy heart. So Paul wasn't trying to help you get cured, become healed of your infirmities. He know you got a heavy heart because you have an infirmity. So just drink some wine. Stop drinking water. Because I'm not here to teach you how to live. Paul wasn't here to teach you how to live. Paul was here to teach you how to die, because that's what Yahweh sent him for. Yahweh sent him to give you statutes that you can't live by. So stop drinking water for your infirmities. I don't want you to do that. I want you to just die anyway. So just drink some wine when you have your infirmities, because you have a heavy heart. There's no hope when you listen to Paul. There's no hope when you listen to Christ. There's no hope when you listen to Peter. There's no hope when you listen to Muhammad. So just drink this wine because your heart is heavy and you're going to die anyway. So drink this because you serving JC and we fooled you as a fool, been fooled, and you over here going to church on Sunday, drinking wine in the church, drinking wine and eating hybrid wheat in the church because all they want you to do is die anyway. Yahweh doesn't tell you to do these things. Yahweh's words and statutes and judgments and commandments and covenants and testimonies, all of them pertain to life. The fear of Yahweh tendeth to life, but the fear of man tendeth only to death. So all our people are doing when they listening to these crazy doctrines, and let's show you another crazy doctrine, another one that the New Testament has for you. Right out of the mouth of your so-called Savior in the book of Matthew, Satan Matthew, look what he says in chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 10. This is what the Christ of the New Testament lets you know, because he doesn't have any interest in your life, only in your death. Go ahead. Matthew 15, verse 10.
And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which that cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man.
What did he just say? He said that if it go in your mouth, it's not going to defile you. This is a complete and utter contradiction to the words of the Most High. Look in Leviticus, the 11th chapter. Look in Leviticus chapter 11. And we'll see in around the 44th verse what Yahweh, Christ's Father, stated. Look what he said.
For I am Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves.
Set yourself apart. Clean yourself. Make sure you're clean. Make sure you're holy. Sanctify yourself.
And you should be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
So it matters what go inside your mouth. Go ahead.
For I am Yahweh that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt.
JC didn't bring you out of the land of Egypt. Paul didn't bring you out of the land of Egypt. JC didn't tell you that you was the children of Israel and that everything in this book is about you. And if you want to know what's going on with you right now and here in America today, that you need to look at the words of the Most High. JC and Paul didn't tell you this, but Yahweh said that he is the one that brought you out of Egypt to be your Elohim. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. That's what Yahweh said. But JC said it don't matter what go inside your mouth. That doesn't defile you. What comes out of your mouth, that's what's defiling you. Well, my people, the words of the New Testament has nothing to do with your life, but has everything to do with your death. And what are our people getting educated out of? What are they being educated from? They're being educated from the same doctrines that they're being told how to be healthy from. The same people that are beating you to death, shooting at you when you have your child in the car. You know, if this situation with our sister was a white woman, if this was a white woman, they would have shot her tires out immediately, especially if they knew there was a baby in there. And they was up on that car. They had to see the baby in the back, and they still shot at the car. Yeah, she hit somebody. But they had a good enough aim to shoot her through the car windows. They had good enough aim to shoot out the tires. But they didn't do that, did they? They killed her. And they wouldn't have cared if they killed the baby. But Yahweh didn't let them do that, did he? No, he didn't. But the Almighty said that these are the same people that are beating you to death. These are the same ones that we have gone to for knowledge. Look in Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah. I believe I want Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. Jeremiah chapter 5, start at verse 25. The Almighty says, no, that we're going to these same people that don't care nothing about us. They don't care anything about us. But we're going to them, and we love going to them. We love going to their schools. We love going to their churches. We love going to their halls of knowledge and their museums to be educated by them. Jeremiah 5:25.
Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholding good things from you.
That's why you don't know anything. That's why we just dumber than an ox and no smarter than an ass. Because our iniquities have withholding good things from us. That's why we don't understand that there's two great lights. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. Keep reading.
For amongst my people are found wicked men. They lay wait, and he that set of snares, they set a trap. They catch men.
They catch men. They lay in wait. They snare. They lay snares. Just like the preacher that got shot to death by a man, by the husband of the wife he was sleeping with. Y'all heard about that preacher down in Louisiana? Man walked into the church, shot him while he was teaching from the pulpit. because he was sleeping with his wife. And I thought I heard they say there was some accusation that he was with the man's daughter. But he was definitely sleeping with his wife. The preacher of the church was sleeping with another man's wife, and he got judged for it. The Almighty sent that man in there and killed him. Because if you hold this here, that's what our people are doing. They laying in wait. Because we're coming back to this Jeremiah. Go to Proverbs, the 6th chapter. This is why it's good for us to turn to the Most High and not keep walking after the ways of Satan. In the Proverbs, the 6th chapter, look in verse 32.
But whosoever committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding.
So how are you learning from this preacher? How are you getting taught from this preacher? How are you being taught how to fear JC and walk in the ways of Christ from this preacher when he's committing adultery and he lacks understanding?
He that does it destroy his own soul.
He surely did. Keep reading.
A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away.
And how is he ever going to wipe away this reproach? He's been nationally known in his death to be the preacher that got caught sleeping with another man's wife and killed from the pulpit. Keep reading.
For jealousy is the rage of a man.
So this man was very jealous. He was very rageful when he found this out. Go ahead.
Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance.
And he didn't care if he was teaching from the pulpit on Sunday. He didn't care if he was christening a child. That man had one mission and one mission only. I'm going to kill this sucker that was sleeping with my wife. Go ahead.
He will not regard any ransom.
He don't want any money from him. He don't care how much money he could give him from the tithes and offerings tray. He don't care if he could make him deacon and second in command and have all the money that he could get from the church. He don't care if the church buys him a new house and a new car and a new refrigerator and washing machine and dishwasher and fixes up his basement. There's nothing that this man could have received for what this man did to his wife. Keep reading.
Neither will he rest content, though you giveth many gifts.
So that's why he shot him to death. Because you don't mess with another man's wife. You just don't do it. And this is a preacher who's supposed to be teaching the commandments. But we got to go here and show you why the preacher, and show you why the preacher in Louisiana, they got killed at the pulpit for sleeping with another man's wife. We got to show you why he felt he could do this. It's in the book of Galatians, the 3rd chapter. In the book of Galatians, the 3rd chapter, around the 23rd verse, I believe, you're going to see exactly why he felt comfortable sleeping with another man's wife, committing this adultery. You're going to see what he was thinking. You're going to see what he was taught. You're going to see his education. You're going to see how he learned, what practices he learned. Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verse 23.
But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which shall afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to
Thou
bring us unto Christ.
Thou shalt not commit adultery was your schoolmaster. Thou shalt not commit adultery was your schoolmaster. That's the law. Wherefore, the law is our schoolmaster. Go ahead.
To bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
But after that faith has come,
we are no longer under a schoolmaster.
We're no longer under the law. So now preachers go sleep with every man's wife and every man's daughter, however they want to. Because the New Testament says we're not under the law anymore. Well, I guess that man's rage and jealousy forgot about the law of the New Testament and remembered the law of Yahweh. Because look at the judgments of the Most High. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 22. And we're going to start reading around, where we want to start reading? Deuteronomy 22, verse
13.
Verse 13. No, that's not the verse we want. We want Deuteronomy 22, verse
22. Okay. If a man be found lying with a woman, married to a husband, then shall both of them die, both the man that lieth with the woman and the woman. So shall you put away evil from Israel.
So in all actuality, the woman that lay with the preacher should die too. I'm not sure. I didn't see all the news stories. I don't know if he killed her first and then went and killed him or just killed the preacher. But they both should die. This is the judgment of Yahweh. This is the laws of Yahweh. You do not lay with another man's wife. But if we get back to Jeremiah chapter 5 and we're wrapping up our teaching, and if anybody has any questions, any comments, whether they agree with what we're saying or disagree, whether they want to confirm the laws of the Most High or attempt to rebuttal them, the number is 323-443-7418. And if you're on the line, press 1 and we'll get to you right after we finish reading these scriptures right here. And our topic is dealing with the health and educational state of the black man, woman, and child today. And we're going to definitely have to go into a part 2. It won't be next week, but it'll most likely be the week after next, because most likely next week it won't be a live show. But start reading again in Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. We was at the 26th verse.
Verse 26. For amongst my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set of snares. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxing rich.
And they became great and waxed rich like Creflo Dollar and T.D. Jakes and Bishop Eddie Wrong, because they just catching men and they just taking their money. And what kind of preacher, what kind of teacher that says that they teaching the word of the Most High is taking money and taking it to do their own deeds. They're taking it to do their own, fill their own houses and their own treasure cities. They're taking this money because they thirsty for the cash, because they don't care who they offend, the Most High, your cousin, your friend, and all they care about is the money and where it's coming from and how they're going to cater to that money as they want to get rich. They don't care if they have to deny the Most High. They don't care if they have to shut their eyes and stop warning the people. They don't care what they have to do. They're just going to take that money so they can be rich. They're going to trap men. That's what we have amounted to in Israel. Preachers and lying pastors and lying rabbis and lying Kohanes and lying Morays just teaching lies for hire. Keep reading.
They are waxing fat. They shine.
They got Cadillacs, Mercedes, gold watches and swatches. They got all kind of stuff.
Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause. The cause of the fatherless.
They're not judging those that are fatherless. They're not helping out and standing for and pleading for those that have no father to stand up for them. They're not helping them. They're not collecting the tithes and giving them to the fatherless. And they're not speaking for the righteous of the earth. They're just not doing these things when they get their money. They're doing it so they can put it in their own bank accounts. Yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. Go ahead.
Shall I not visit for these things, saith Yahweh? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely.
They teaching lies. They prophesying in the name of Yahweh, and Yahweh never spoke to them. They prophesying in the name of Yahweh, and they running to and fro on the earth for Yahweh, and Yahweh never called them. They prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their own means. They think they the judges and kings of the earth. They think they the saviors and deliverers of the people. They doing it by their own means. And what did he say about them? My people what?
Love to have it so.
They'll be in there next week. They'll be in there every week. It don't matter how crazy and how ridiculous and how foolish our preachers and pastors and pimps and prophets and mores and ministers and Kohanes and bishops, no matter how crazy they act, they're going to be right up in there next week giving them money, fanning them, throwing cash on the floor, shaking their hand, praising them and dancing for them and doing everything for them because they love to have it so. They love to throw their children in these schools with these white women that are beating them over the head and don't care nothing about them, and they in the eighth grade and they can't read a lick. They love it. Because while they in school, they in the strip club. They in the casino. They on the corner. They going to their own jobs and making their own money and not putting no money away for their children. Just throw them in the school and let them babysit them and tell them whatever, that the people in the slave times wasn't slaves, they was just helpers. Let them teach them the doctrines of homosexuality. Let them think that it's okay to stand up and fight for a flag that has done nothing but represent the destruction of your people. Because I got to go to work and I got to get money so I can pay my car note on my Mercedes C50. We love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? And now this is the end, my people. What are you going to do? What are we going to do? The very last scripture that we'll look at is Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. What will we do in the end thereof? Deuteronomy chapter 32. And it says in Deuteronomy 32, Yahweh says in verse 36.
For Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants, when he seeth that their power is gone.
And that's the end. And that's the end. Our power is gone. We gone to great lengths of destruction. That's why you see our people doing these crazy things nowadays. You would think this is what white people have been doing for years, because they've been crazy. But this is what our people are doing now. When our power is gone, and there is none shut up or left, and he shall say, where are their deities? Where's JC now? Where's JC now when our sister is going crazy off of medications? When our brother's going crazy from education? Where's JC now? Where's the Buddhist deity now? Where's Islamic deities now? Their rock in whom they trusted, which they did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them raise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no Elohim with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. And neither is there any that can deliver out of them my hand. For I lifted up my hand unto heaven, and I said, I live forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to the mighty Yah. And that's Yahweh for you. He lives forever and ever. There's none that can deliver out of his hand. So that's who we need to turn to. That's who we need to serve. That's who we need to educate us. And that's who we need to heal us. If anybody has any comments or would like to have any questions, press 1 if you're on the line, or call 323-443-7418 if you would like to confirm the great words of the Most High, or if you have any rebuttals. Press 1 if you're on the line, or call 323-443-7418 for any comments. Hallelujah. And at the moment, I don't see anybody that wants to make any comments. I guess y'all all just want to just listen to the lesson. Well, we got plenty more that we could show you. And since you don't want to make a comment because you're captivated by the words of the Almighty, as I am captivated by the words of the Almighty right now, as I'm sure you're captivated by them, because it's so true and they're so real, because Yahweh's word is the truth. So I can understand why you're just sitting there waiting for the next scripture to be read to see how hard is it going to hit home. Well, until you press one and raise your hand and say you want to make a comment, I'm going to read you this next scripture. Oh, we got a comment to be made. 469 area code. Shalom, you're on the air. Shalom, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, the reason I'm calling, I got a question that I really need to ask you. So do you really believe that the Most High answers prayers even today? Because
Absolutely, yes. Yahweh answers prayers right now, today. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because it's something that, you know, I've been praying to the Most High for a long time now, and I really need, you know, to hear from him some kind of way, but I just hadn't received any response, and I was wondering maybe, you know, I was getting kind of weary because I was thought maybe I shouldn't have left Christianity or maybe I should have, maybe I'm just not praying right, but you say you really believe that he does answer prayer no matter what. Well, not necessarily no matter what, but you did say that he does answer prayer even today.
Yes, he answers prayers. And let me show you a scripture in Psalms 34, my brother. Go to Psalms 34. Psalms 34, let's look at verse 9. It says, O fear Yahweh, ye his saints, for there is no want to him that feareth him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Yahweh, and you seek Yahweh by being committed to him and doing all of his laws, there is no want to them that seek Yahweh. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken to me, and I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. And the fear of Yahweh is to serve him, to do his law. What man is he that desireth life? And I don't know what your prayer might be, but I know it got to be something with desiring life. And loveth many days, that he may see good. And I know your prayer has to be something for you to see good. And this is how you get it answered. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil. So it's a good thing that you departed from Christianity, because it was evil, as we've gone over time and time again on our show, as we've gone over today. It's evil. And do good. So keep the Shabbat day. If you can't get to a holy convocation, tune on to www.houseofisraelatl.org and listen to it online on the Sabbath day tomorrow at 2 p.m. Do good, seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of Yahweh are upon the righteous. He's looking at you if you're being right, and his ears are open to your cry. The face of Yahweh is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and Yahweh heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Yahweh is near to them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such that be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. So don't think because your prayer is not answered exactly when you ask it, or it's taking a little bit of time, or because it's, you got to be a little patient. You got to be a little patient. So, because the Most High say you're going to have a lot of afflictions when you're trying to be righteous, because he's going to test you. But Yahweh delivereth him out of them all. And I'm telling you, not just because I'm reading the book, because I'm a recipient of this truth. He's heard my prayers, and they get answered exactly when I need them, not when I want them. He keepeth all his bones, and none of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Yahweh redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Hallelujah. So my brother, yes, he'll answer your prayers, but we just have to follow the guidelines of the Most High, and he'll come through for you. He just wants you to be patient. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to make sure you trusting in him and only him, and that you're not doubting his great, tender love and mercies and his loving kindness, because it states Yahweh's loving kindness and his mercy endureth forever. So just stick with the Most High. Let me show you one other Psalm in Psalms 37. Psalms 37. And it says, yes, it says in verse 3, trust in Yahweh and do good, so shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Trust in the Most High, and he'll be with you. And also look in verse 7. Rest in Yahweh and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. So just wait patiently for the Most High, and he'll deliver you, my brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. I feel a whole lot better.
Praise Yahweh.
My situation. All right, thanks. Shalom.
Shalom, brother. Praise Yah. And we're going to our next caller, area code 513. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom.
Shalom, Elder Deborah Hadia, Israel. Shalom.
Yes. Yes, sir. Shalom, shalom. I had to call in. That was a can you hear me okay?
Yes, we hear you great.
Okay. That was beautiful, the lesson tonight and the advice you gave the brother. And as you was reading, I just have to tell the brother also to, to confirm what you're saying, all that you're saying, and to let him know that, you know, Yah do answer prayers. I remember different times when I would think the same thing, but Yah has never let me down. I've gone through it. I've failed. I've wondered. And before I knew it, I look around, and like you said, brother, what I needed, I got. I didn't get it when I wanted it, but I got it when I needed it. And I praise the mighty Yah, you know, and it reminds me of that psalm where it says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And right. Yah will not forsake you. And what we got to do for that brother, if he's listening, you can't bargain with Yah and do and just figure, well, I was here, I did this wickedness, I did that. So, you know, maybe he don't hear me. You got to hold fast because we've been wicked for a long time. And so now we got to keep our eyes on the prize, and that prize
right.
is Yah.
That's
and we
right.
hold on and do these laws. If we have to walk by ourselves, because that's what I'm getting ready to do with my house, I'm getting ready to stand up because I know I'm only feeling stressed because I haven't came full circle to do what thus saith Yah. And
that's
so,
right.
you know, we got to do that regardless. And I praise Yah for the program you brought tonight because you made me, you know, praise the mighty Yah. It feels good to know and praise the mighty Yah that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Sabbath start from the rising of the sun to the going down on tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
I praise the mighty Yah for him letting me know what he made his great life for, and I praise Yah for letting me be able to be in the company of such a prophet that he gave us, Moray Elisha, although he's gone now, that he revealed to us the seven everlasting covenants that nobody could even get, even though he offered thousands of dollars. They couldn't get it together. Yes, it's in the book. But
mm-hmm.
we didn't see it straight. So I
mm-hmm.
praise Yah for you and all of the prophets that are coming and all the Morays that are teaching this truth. I praise the mighty Yah and bless his holy name because he left us a small sanctuary, and every week we get to gather and go with the way y'all say come with his people. And I'm sorry I'm so wordy, but you got me stirred up because I tell you, I was just feeling so good. And that brother called. And yes, brother, you hold on to Yah because Yah will not let you go. Because he said, we hold on to him, return to him, he'll return to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom.
Shalom.
Praise the mighty Yah. Great, great words. Praise the Most High. And we have another caller. We're going to have to make it a little quick because we only have 4.5 minutes, but we're going to our great elder brother, Eliah Yisrael. Shalom.
Shalom, 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 my brother.
Shalom, brother.
On this preparation day and night, I was good hearing my sister speak up. You said something earlier that touched a real good spot with me. And it's so ironic how what you say tonight and what I told somebody yesterday, it coincides, and that's the way it is with Thus Saith Yah.
That's right.
But, Ray, Isha, I was telling some people yesterday that mental illness is not isolated where we are or anywhere in captivity, but rather I explained to the people that in order to understand what this is all about, if you don't hear the Creator speaking and his people are around again more prominently, you have mental illness. I don't care if you have degrees on your wall or what have you. If you don't know the Most High and you don't know the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, you are mentally ill. So
That's right.
Hope people in the listening audience can ponder over that and meditate over it because that's the absolute truth. Can
Hallelujah.
You agree with that, my?
Hallelujah. That's the truth.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to leave it right there and I'll let people know my message according to your teaching tonight, which is most wonderful, praise the mighty Yah, is that if you don't know Yah, and if you came here on slave ships and all the conditions that are meted out in Deuteronomy throughout all the portions you mentioned, if you don't know Yah and you believe in idols and in JC or BAAL in another fashion and all, you're mentally ill.
That's
and,
right, bro.
There's how you might go off. Let me tell you
That's
something
right,
before I go real quickly.
Real quick.
Yes, sir. I've noticed that when I'm sitting around and just looking at Yah's words, I know just by way of inference, if I didn't know Yah, I could have lunatic thoughts and all and be driven off to do dumb stuff. But Yah holds you steady, Freddy, and I'll
That's
leave
right.
it right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
The mighty Yah. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah. Yes, sir.
Well, praise the mighty Yahweh. We thank you, everybody, for their calls, and we pray for our brother that is waiting for Yahweh to answer his prayers. He'll definitely answer your prayers. If you stay strong with Yahweh, he'll be strong with you. Until next week, we have, tomorrow, of course, on the Shabbat day, Maury Elise's radio program, Truth of Traditions, will air. Listen to that, 8 a.m., and then go to houseisraelatl.org and listen to Sabbath class. 2 p.m., Maury Elkanah, House of Israel of Atlanta, and then Sunday, 3:30 p.m., The True Word, Maury Elkanah, House of Israel of Atlanta. And stay tuned because we'll be having much more great announcements coming, like the Winter Conference this in November 27th through November 30th in Jacksonville, Florida. Go to www.worldgatheringisrael.org to get more information about the Winter Conference Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High's Winter Conference. Until next time, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the House of Israel. And call 513-237-5911. That's my number if you have any questions, comments that you would like to make, or if you would like to join us at Sabbath class tomorrow if you're in the Cincinnati area, 513-237-5911. The address is 3470 Trimble Avenue. Sabbath class begins at 2 p.m. Call 513-237-5911 if you would like to join us. so we can give you correct directions, and we know that you're coming, and we welcome you with the red carpet as we love to welcome visitors. Hallelujah. Until next week, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we. Shabbat. It's for tomorrow. Praise Yahweh, and have a good Shabbat. Hallelujah. Shalom.